This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, thanks to the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond, by Security National Bank with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, by Midwest Pavement Technologies, call 618-372-7077, by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, by Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield, and by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Thank you very much, Tobin Ott, and good morning. Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, and we have a full house for you here on this Saturday morning. Joining us in studio, we have Dave Kane from the State Journal Register. Let me turn these mics up a little bit here. And along with Dave, we also have Aiden Gonelson, the recently retired coach of the Blackburn men's soccer team, and now a soccer specialist, I guess is one way of putting it.
That's a big title.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to let the cat out of the bag quite
yet. Is a soccer specialist any guy that's 50 yards away from the soccer field?
The man has more soccer knowledge in his fingernail than the rest of us in this room. Also joining us in studio, Danny Baker and Jamie Powers are going to talk a little bit about the FFA alumni golf tournament coming up. And first of all, welcome to all of you this morning. It's great to have you here on a Saturday morning. And Danny, we'll just start with you. Good morning, sir. How
Danny,
are you?
Thank you very much. We're having our first annual alumni golf outing, and the mission statement is provide scholarships and transportation costs to the FFA and for FFA members, which because of the school's budget, there's been a lot of cuts, and Marty Niehaus is retiring this year, and it was his idea to come up with some money for the new teacher, and her name's Michaela
Johnson.
I met Michaela day before yesterday.
Yeah. And she seems like a wonderful person.
From Kentucky.
She's really
young.
We won't hold it against her. It's our golf event is going to be Saturday, August 10th, which is in a few weeks, at Indian Springs Golf Course. It's a shotgun start at 9 a.m., $60 per person, four-man team scramble. There's going to be, prizes like a hole-in-one. I think there's a car giveaway for a hole-in-one. I'm not sure. But I might just say, if it's not, just come, anyway.
Are you lying?
Possibly.
Okay.
His lips are moving.
My friends, Ralph says my lips
he's
are moving.
He's
I'm
breathing
lying.
Therefore he's lying.
Yeah.
We're having a pork patty lunch and reception immediately following, with the opportunity to meet the new ag teacher.
Okay.
And we're going to show some video, I hope. Marty's real good about making video stuff.
The greatest hits of Marty Niehaus?
Exactly.
Okay.
I originally, Marty made a video thing for my work that I do, and he asked me of a favor to help with this golf tournament. And I think FFA is a great organization. It's a good start for young kids to learn some type. It's not just farming, but learn some type of skills. So I'm interested in helping. We've already got several sponsors, which we're thankful for. We need some teams, so anybody's welcome. Just contact people or is myself, and they can get a hold of me at 217-343-1456, or Jamie Powers at 217-532-2122.
So, Jamie, are you really the brains behind all this?
Got to be.
No, I do not have much of a golf background, but I'm the regional vocational director. I take care of the career and technical education programs, which formerly were called vocational programs. So I not only do the agriculture programs, but I do the industrial arts, the health science, family and consumer science, all of those programs that prepare students for careers. And since agriculture is one of our biggest business, I've kind of done a lot of focus on the agriculture. And that's how I got involved in this. Some of the students came and wanted people in the community to reestablish the FFA alumni because they were not eligible for scholarships that were out there. So about 10 or 12 of us got together, and some of us, like me, have no ag background, but we are supporters. You don't need to have an agriculture background or be from Hillsborough High School or be a former FFA member to be part of our alumni, and it's only $10 to join. So we have three goals in this event: is to promote our FFA alumni, get more people to join, know we're out there. We want to support the FFA alumni because they have lots of events and they need money to go to these events. And then third, we want to have fun, but we also want everybody afterwards. We're inviting the sponsors and everybody. We're having pork patties and hors d'oeuvres and dessert, and get to know our new teacher, Michaela Johnson. She's a new teacher. She's from Kentucky. She's going to be teaching welding, ag mechanics, horticulture, all ag science, all kinds of ag programs. We're going to expand the ag curriculum. And she's really a great teacher. I think the kids will love her. She's got good enrollment. Kids are already excited to have a new young female teacher. And one of the things I've gotten involved in is getting more girls into our ag program. So that's big.
And you said a while ago, you made a comment that you didn't know a whole lot about agriculture. Well, I farmed for 60 years, and I don't know a lot about it either. So,
all I can tell you is one broadcaster many years ago, Leland Glazebrook, who maybe you've heard of, says, if you eat, you two are involved in agriculture. So that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
So, you know. That's coming up August 10th. Sign up is underway right now. How many teams can you handle, Danny?
Our goal is 20 teams, and okay. I'd like to say to a couple of my friends that might be listening, Greg Zimmerman, John McHale, and Bob Noyes, get signed up right away, please.
You consider those three guys to be your friends,
well,
Danny?
Just when we're at the restaurant and it's their turn to buy.
Okay.
That's coming up, Indian Springs, on Saturday, August the 10th. Tell you what, we have so much more to get to, but we need a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday right after this.
Are you spring cleaning? Ever wonder how to tackle the stacks of statements and bills? Sign up for Security National Bank's online and e-statements and view them in your internet banking or download them from our secure site. You can then tackle that stack of bills by using our bill pay, which is free when you sign up for e-statements. Call your local branch to find out more information or sign up today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
And at 9:12, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. And by Beasley's Welding Shop in Carlinville. Call 556-6132. Partly sunny for today. There's a 30% chance of rain. We'll expect a high of around 90 degrees. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. Still a chance of rain. We'll have a low of around 70. A 50% chance of rain for tomorrow. We'll have a high of around 85. Chance of rain continuing on through tomorrow night. We'll have a low Sunday of around 70 degrees. At 9:13, we have a temperature reading of 82 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky, and by Beasley's Welding Shop in Carlinville. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Tired of always having to clean up the basement or crawl space after a rain? You need to call Midwest Basement Tech for a permanent solution. If it's leaking, cracking, buckling, or sinking, Midwest Basement Tech is the company to call. 1-800-848-9805. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years with local service techs and free estimates. Call now, 1-800-848-9805, or on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com for money-saving coupons and your chance of receiving free tickets to watch your St. Louis Cardinals play at home this season.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:14, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
Yeah. And we want to thank Danny Baker and Jamie Powers for stopping in and telling us about the golf tournament coming up for alumni, the Hillsboro FFA alumni coming up on August the 10th. We're going to resettle things in here with former Coach Iden Gonelson, along with Dave Kane from the State Journal Register. Before we get to that, very quickly, there is a co-ed softball tournament today and tomorrow at Welfare Park in Gillespie. It's the Poppy Memorial Tournament. Proceeds will benefit Welfare Park, and if you've never been to Welfare Park, it's kind of a neat place to be. They've got food concessions, and today a dunk tank. A dunk tank. Have you ever been involved in a dunk tank there, Dave Kane?
Yes. And it can be, if you're the dunkie.
Yeah. No, the first time it's okay. Once you have to sit back up, it's not much fun after that.
You climb back up there and you drag, by about the third time, you're dragging yourself, you're right, you're dragging yourself back up there.
You're hoping you have people that don't have very good aim.
That's
how it goes. Mr. Gonelson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm kind of slow in the mornings, but I'll wake up.
you're just on. You're just in time, my friend. Dave brought in an article he did a few years ago about you.
Yes, just a few years ago.
Just a few years ago, and did it bring back some memories, Iden?
Well, yes. But first, I want to say a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Number one, Dave Kane is the best media person I've ever worked with. He's thorough, he's friendly, and he knows his business. I'm telling you, Dave, I've always wanted to say this to you. Now I'm saying it publicly. And also,
so much for that behind the back stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Terry, I'm not kidding you. Yeah. You're the best as far as media concerned. You're friendly, you're nice, and you know, nice people pull nice people.
Yeah, thank you.
Mean everything I just said. Yeah, this article was the most detailed and article that was written on me. And I have the original. It's been on the wall, whatever office I had, with pictures and all. Dave did a great job with that.
Iden, before we get into why you decided to retire and that sort of thing, I just wanted to say thank you so much, because when we built the new park at Raymond, and of course you were familiar with Denny Umberger, my buddy, you volunteered to come over and help us open our new park.
Sure.
And you were out there at least several times, and during the introductions you would greet each player as we introduced him. And you don't know how much that meant to me, to have somebody of your stature come to our little park and be part of our program. So thank you. I don't know that I've ever thanked you, but thank you.
We want to bring Pelé there, but didn't quite work out.
When you first saw it, we had the cornfields all around. You say, well, wouldn't this be great to have Pelé walk through there, the field of dreams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know,
perfect script.
From that point on, we've always tried to use the power of the corn to motivate the kids. So, but thank you so much, because it really meant a lot, not only to Denny, but it meant a lot to me personally.
Thank you.
You know, Terry, for you and I sitting here across from these two gentlemen, you're looking at two gentlemen here that not only do what they do well, but they love what they do.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
that's a very important part of the game.
I think so.
If you
yes.
don't love what you do, it's hard to put your best foot forward.
Iton, you've gotten out of the coaching ranks because of some health problems. Explain to us a little bit about what happened and your decision for that.
Well, a year ago last fall, during a soccer practice, doing some drills, I hurt my neck, ruptured a disc. And I needed surgery, but I said, well, you know, I'll do it later. I started losing feelings in my arm, pain and so forth. And last fall, I had a hard time. So after the season in January, had the surgery, and the pain is gone.
Great.
But there's some other problems. My neck is still sore, you know. And then my right arm isn't as strong as it was. We're working on those things to bring it back. So that was the reason that I really retired. I was looking forward to going back because I thought I had a pretty good team coming back.
A real good team coming back. So.
And both men and women. But doctor put some restrictions like no hitting and no kicking, no contact. Well, I'm not that type of a coach where you just sit there and...
put your headphones on, guys,
okay.
would you? We've got a phone call here.
All right.
Good morning. Is this who I think it is? Hey, Denny. Denny Umberger, good morning, sir. We have Mr. Iton Gonaldson with us, along with Dave Kane from the State Journal Register in studio with us, along with Uncle Ralph. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, but I really apologize. I really wish I could be there with you guys. I think I'd have a blast. You got quality people in there this morning.
Yeah, we always try to go for quality. You know.
And who is the older guy, Uncle Who?
he knows you, Ralph.
Oh, yeah, I was waiting for that to come. There's no surprise on me.
Denny, let's talk a little bit about in the relationship you've had with Iton over the years. And I can remember when my son was young and got to be playing and got to play club soccer with the teams that you were coaching, and we kind of became familiar with Iton. It's been a wonderful journey and a wonderful to the fact that we've been able to know this gentleman.
Oh, I tell you, I'll be honest as could be. It's been an entire blast from day one. Of all places to meet him was in the city of Pena that we got going on a long, long time ago. And for some reason, him and I just meshed good together. I've got a lot of respect for the man, and it's amazing how this time goes by so fast. And everything has happened and all that. I wanted to stress the fact I just caught Iden's last statement, you know, with his medical and all that, and that would be the only reason that Iton would probably step away from this game that he loves so much. That I think he would do this until the day that we put him in the ground, honestly.
Hey, Denny, you talk good, but you don't come and visit me. You promise all the time.
I will see you this week. I do promise you that. I will. Hey, yeah, I'm still getting lectured by the master. I love it.
on all matters of life, right?
There's so much I've learned from him, but there's so little I can say on the radio.
This is a family station, buddy. Right?
Well, and if you've never been to one of Iden's camps, you've really not experienced the teaching of soccer like it ought to be done.
Oh, it's personal.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I've been to different ones, but Iton makes it personal. He makes every kid feel wanted. He makes every parent just feel welcome. I don't want to build him up so much that Sooner will not be able to allow his head get in the door. But in my world, he's the man with it. There's no doubt. I've enjoyed being around him, and coaching with him was a unbelievable thrill for me.
Well, and when you got into the high school ranks, Denny, I know that you picked his brain more than a few times.
Yeah, actually, you know, Terry, you and I talked about what we did at the high school level. I kind of copied what he was trying to coach, or what he did coach at the college level, and bring that down to high school, you know, just the philosophy of it and the idea of the whole team movement. You know, back in years ago, and still some today, but years ago, a lot of high school teams didn't move the entire field. You know, they had segments of it. They didn't really understand the game. And you know, these kids that I had that were fortunate to have picked up on it. It was a attacking system. It was, you know, kind of reserve at time. So I kind of followed his path as much as I could anyway. As far as I could figure it out as a bricklayer is what I did.
And you do it very well.
Yeah.
So I had fun.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, and if you had any, you got another comment or two before we let you go here this morning, Dan?
Yeah, actually, I'm helping my son Ryan move over in Urbana. Otherwise, I'd have been over there. And then you said you had Dave Kane, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, my compliments, kudos to him. He's done a lot. I couldn't believe he would come down to Raymond and, you know, for a phone interview and do something with us. I thought that was an outstanding gesture on his part, because we were really just a little farm community. You know, Terry, you all knocked down the cornfield, planted grass, and threw the goals up, and made it very successful. And he was part of it. I think he wrote some real good articles that got a lot of interest. So, you know, you got an outstanding crew in there, actually. You really do.
Yeah.
Hey, Umby, the next time you come to visit us, wear a name tag, will you? It's been so long since you've been here, we may not recognize you.
Right.
I know. Well, I haven't been invited back.
Well, there's probably a reason for that.
Well, the door's open, big boy. You know where the place is.
Yeah. I miss coming in. You know, we had most of the stories are awesome, but I've told everybody the stories off the air are probably the funniest and the best.
Yeah, they are. Really were. They are. Danny Umberger, thanks for calling in, my friend. We'll get together soon, and good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you guys. And I tell you what, Aiden, I will see you this week. Tell Suna to get some of that food going and that drink. And
I got some ouzo for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that on the air, but that's good. I'll be there Monday.
I knew somehow this conversation to get around to food before we got off.
Food and beverage.
Yes, food and beverage.
Yeah. Danny Umberger joining us on the telephone.
Take care,
Danny. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
I'm surprised Dumby can walk, because they had the Legends basketball games last week at Nokomis, and he refereed.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a good workout.
It was more like a soccer game. Just play on. Mm-hmm. Play on.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way to do it.
No blood, no foul.
No blood, no foul. Especially at Nokomis, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Aiden, now that you've retired from coaching, you're still involved in, obviously, you're going to still be involved in soccer. You're heading out of the country for a while.
Yes. I got to be involved in something, because I got to bring home the bacon, you know. I'm not employed now. I'm leaving Thursday to go back home and spend some time with my two brothers older than me, and they're not doing very well health-wise, so I want to spend every minute mm-hmm. with them, and looking forward to that. And also, I do have some plans for doing some scouting, finding young talent in America, and sending them to Turkey, looking for young people age 10 to 14, 15, maybe 16 years old. And let me just tell you that if people realize this or not, but there's more talent in the United States in soccer than anywhere else in the world, because this is the melting pot of the world. You've got the Africans here, you've got the Arabs here, you got everybody here.
You got the Turks.
I mean, every ethnic background possible.
And the Germans and the Italians and all. And there are some young kids who are excellent, but when they reach that age of 12, 13, 14, they don't get the coaching that.
And that's the whole thing, because soccer at that age in another country is a whole different level of soccer. Intensity levels up.
There are some great coaches here in this country. There's no question about it. But the mentality is so different. And if you want to be a professional, you know, you just cannot go with the X's and O's and those type of things. There's a lot of psychological work that needs to be done to prepare someone. And so that when he is on the field, it is do or die type of a situation.
And you also in Turkey, you know, soccer is king. You don't have baseball, you don't have basketball, you don't have football, other things to compete like they do here in this country.
Basketball, though.
Basketball is coming on. It's coming on.
Basketball is very good in Turkey.
It's coming along a long way. But anyway, so, yep.
What would a Major League Soccer team to the St. Louis area mean for our area here?
I'm surprised, Dave, that they don't have professional team.
I'm shocked that they still don't have one.
That is the hotbed of soccer. That's where the whole thing started, really.
Yeah.
In this country. And I just – maybe some people feel threatened, might take away from other sports, but I never did understand why. There's professional teams in Portland – and stadiums are sold out everywhere.
I've been to Bridgeview in Toyota Park to watch the Fire play two or three times. Oh, what an atmosphere. I mean, it's a soccer atmosphere. You know, the pace is packed. The people are banging on the drums the whole game. There's grills going. it's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and the people of St. Louis deserve to have that experience. I'm just waiting for that to happen.
Well, and the game – was it this past May? Was it Manchester City and Chelsea? How quickly did those tickets sell out at Bush Stadium?
10 minutes.
And I don't know. Yeah, I know that there's a game coming up at the Dome in August, and I don't know how those tickets are going.
And Real Madrid, now the number one team worth money-wise in the world. Yeah. They're even ahead of Manchester. I can't believe that.
Yeah, I went to that Chelsea game. Yeah. What an atmosphere.
Yeah.
Uncle Ralph, I never thought that I would see this day where soccer has become a big sport in this country.
Well, and as you said, it's a mystery to everyone that soccer hasn't progressed more than it has in the St. Louis area. You go back to the Keoghs and all those
people
years ago that were, a hotbed of soccer, and then all of a sudden it just kind of died down.
The thing about soccer, it has to go beyond the World Cup and the Olympics. It has to be a steady day, you know, a seasonal thing like baseball. And not that they have to compete with baseball or draw the crowds that baseball draws or football, but just be there, being there. And in Major League Soccer, when it started, it was terrible. It was terrible soccer. You got to admit, it was horrible. They're getting better.
Oh, yes.
They're getting much better.
It's pretty strong league.
Oh, much
now.
More. It's a much quicker game now in Major League Soccer than it ever was. So I'm just anxious for St. Louis.
Well, you see a lot of youngsters locally now, running around with a soccer ball and kicking the ball and stuff far more than you've ever seen before.
You don't kick the ball in soccer. You shoot, pass, or dribble.
It's growing.
Right? Mm-hmm. Shoot, pass, or dribble. You don't kick the ball. And you want to kick ball, go play kickball.
In my case, you don't hit it either.
It's that oblong.
That's
football's
true. Be
that oblong ball.
It's weird that football, they don't really use their foot very often.
I want to mention one more thing. Yeah. Going to Turkey, I've been working with University of Illinois system, all three universities, Springfield, Chicago, and Champaign, to get a dual degree program started with University of Istanbul. One of my former students from Sangamon State, early 80s, is the number one educator in Turkey now. So he had suggested that we work on this, and I want to thank Naomi Lin, my former boss and chancellor at UIS, and Mayor Karen Hesera, who helped me to put me with the right people to proceed this program. So, Uncle Raf, when I arrive to Istanbul, there will be a Mercedes there with a driver waiting for me.
Ooh.
Compliments of University of Istanbul.
There you go. It's all about knowing the right people.
It's who you know. Make the right contacts.
Yes, and Denny, every year I invite him to come, but...
he's laying bricks.
And yes.
Yeah. And when you mentioned, you just mentioned a name that's very familiar with me and a very dear friend of mine, Karen Nasera.
Yes.
A very nice lady and just a super person.
And you mentioned Harry Keogh's name. He was a great friend.
Yes.
You know, when I started at Sangamon State, going to St. Louis with my accent, it was difficult to recruit students, players. Harry took me under his wing and told all the coaches there in high schools and junior colleges, hey, this guy's a good man. Helped me a lot. Was a great guy. And he was a member of the team, World Cup team, that beat Brazil. Mm-hmm. No, England? England, yeah. Beat England in the World Cup in... I don't know.
I can't remember. Early-ish. Is that the one? Did they make the movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Did they make a movie about it a few years? The Game of Our Lives or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of it was set, shot in St. Louis and set in St. Louis because you had so many St. Louis guys.
He was on that team.
Yeah. When we're talking with our buddy Dave Kane here, State Journal Register. One thing I want to say about Dave, I don't know of a sports writer who can capture the essence of what it's like to be in a small town, to follow a small high school athletic team and be a fan. And Dave, you just do just a terrific job. You're probably the best amongst the best. And it's
definitely, I want to say this. I mean, he knows his business just like Uncle Ralph said, and he loves it. But he is a nice person. He is considerate. He's a gentleman. You know, when you talk to him, he gives you the feeling that he cares. I don't care what the sport is, how big it is. And I have worked with so many people in the media, print media, going back to 68, actually, where Larry Harnley was the sports editor. And I don't know how when you started there, Dave.
About 83.
83. But I worked with so many people, but Dave was the nicest.
Dave, when did you decide to get into this sort of thing? When I was in third grade, I wanted to be a radio guy. Okay? That's how goofy I am. Because I thought Harry Carey and Jack Buck had the greatest jobs in the world doing baseball games on the radio. Swear to God. Third grade, I thought, this is what I really want to do. When did you kind of get that bug?
I was going to say, first of all, I'm not going to be able to fit my head through the door after all these compliments, and I appreciate it. But probably not quite as young as you were as far as getting the bug. I mean, I think when I was in junior high and whatever, I still envisioned myself playing for the St. Louis Cardinals or something. And then reality started to take hold maybe in the middle of high school. I would say... I was midway late in high school where I worked part-time. You know, State Journal Register hired people part-time. And, well, I was going to Lincoln Land by that time. But high school age and then into junior college, I think I grew up with sports. I loved sports. And I was not going to get that major league contract I hoped for, but I had a knack for writing, and so I just kind of combined the two.
And were you a very good athlete? Be honest.
I was very average.
Very average.
Baseball was the only high school sport I played. Mm-hmm. I was a very average second baseman. So,
but you got to play.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So many kids and so many parents, unfortunately, think that if you can't play for a state tournament caliber team, you shouldn't be playing. That's not the whole point. The whole point is participation. Especially in high school, I think is to get out there and be part of a team and enjoy the experience.
And Terry, as I said earlier, we're sitting across from two gentlemen that not only do what they do very well, but their love for what they do is what makes them so great. You look at Iden and what he has done, and you look at Dave, and you pick up the Springfield paper, and you read his articles in there, or you go to a high school ball game, football, basketball, whatever. Dave's there. I've saw him at several games. And Dave, do you ever sit back and just think how lucky we are in this area, the Springfield area and our area here, for the high quality of high school sports that we have year in, year out? You sit in Springfield where you've got four major teams, you got Chatham, Glenwood, and all these, and the competition is intense. And down here with Hillsborough, Litchfield, Paynton, the competition is intense, but not only is it intense, we have great young athletes playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, on my way down here this morning, I was thinking about over the years. Like I said, I started at the paper in '83 full time, but over the years, a lot of the high school teams and athletes. I think about Staunton winning state in '93, yeah, and the Nokomis girls, and one of the first teams I kind of remember Litchfield had a couple of dynamite girls teams here, mm-hmm, in the mid 1980s, and you think about and all the neat individuals that you get to know, whether they are athletes or coaches or just fans, so
two things. Our jobs allow us to meet some really great people, and I've said that for years. And number two, the two guys that sit across from you and I, Ralph, we see the results of their work. Maybe a soccer match that's 90 minutes long, an article that takes 10 minutes to read, but we don't realize the work that goes in behind that. The number of hours I and you spend on a soccer field, the hundreds of hours you prepare that team for that 90-minute game, the hours you've done research, Dave, and all the things that go with it. You've put hours and hours of time in on that so that we could read that 10-minute article. People don't realize that in your jobs. They just don't.
Oh, well, speaking for myself, you'll be at a game and you're covering, mm-hmm, a game. Game's over. Maybe it's a postseason game. Maybe there's a big celebration, blah, 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 blah. You do your interviews.
And everybody
else goes home. Okay, yeah. And then you go back to your computer. Okay, then you got to write your story. So, yeah. One thing I was going to say about Mr. Gonelson here. When I started covering Sangamon State soccer back, it was probably about 1983. I lived in Springfield. I was well aware of Iden. They hadn't won any national championship, but he was already synonymous. He was Mr. Soccer in Springfield. Maybe a semi-legend at that point. But I went out to meet with him the first time at his office at the school. Hi, Coach, I'm going to be covering your team. He made me feel so comfortable, and I still remember Iden gave me a book. I mean, I knew, put the ball in the net. I mean, I knew the basic objectives, but he went out of his way to give me a book, I think a Sports Illustrated type book about just soccer, basics. Soccer rules, soccer fundamentals, and whatever. It wasn't like, who's this
kid? Clown coming through the door? Yeah.
He went out of his way to try to make me feel comfortable, and it made it an enjoyable experience.
But you and I have both run into coaches who treat us like that. And it's not from around here.
Yeah.
I can honestly say no one from around here has ever treated me like that. But there have been coaches from outside the area who say, who are you? And I don't have time for you.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just kind of roll on and go with it. So.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say one more thing about Dave. Being a
just
nice
one
guy.
More? Okay.
For now. My son-in-law, Mitch Pugh, is from Riverton, Illinois. He worked part-time for Dave in the paper. And he told me that Dave King was the nicest guy at the paper he worked with. By the way, Uncle Ralph, my son-in-law, Mitch Pugh, is now the executive editor of the Charleston Courier and Post, I believe it's called, in Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Big job he's doing. They give him $750 for car allowance a month.
Yeah.
I never made that kind of money, Uncle Ralph.
No. No.
You were lucky to have $7.50 yeah. to put gas in the car, yeah, right?
You just moved the decimal point over behind the 7 and made it $7.50.
Yeah.
Well, when Mitch did not work, quote, for me, yeah. he worked with me.
Yeah.
Okay. But I even back then, you could tell this kid from Riverton, Illinois, had something on the ball. And that he was, you know, you can just tell, you know, and he had it. And I'm not, I know he's had to be very patient over the years to kind of wait for some of his opportunities, but I'm not surprised that he's reached the level that he has.
We have Aiden Gonsolin, Dave Kane in studio. We need to take a break. Sports Saturday rolls on right after these messages.
Steak on the grill. A crisp salad and baked potatoes served with Prairie Farms sour cream. Plan your next cookout around farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Sour cream for the baked potatoes. Butter for vegetables and rolls. For a dip everyone will enjoy, Prairie Farms French onion, ranch, jalapeno, and bacon cheddar dip. Perfect with chips or crunchy fresh vegetables. And to quench that warm weather thirst, grab a plastic pint of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-owned.
Litchfield Chambers Party in the Park is today. Food booths are open for lunch. At 4:30, the Parade of Pets kicks off. Carnival rides start at 5 and wristbands are available. Enjoy mini golf or register for Slim Down Litchfield at 5. Live entertainment and adult beverages are at the Eagles tent, and you sure don't want to miss the Idol Contest at 7:30. Visit litchfieldchamber.com for more information. The 2013 Party in the Park in Litchfield is this Friday and Saturday. Encouraging you to attend the Party in the Park are the Briar Rose Consignment and Resale in Litchfield, Litchfield Laundry at 720 West Union, Litchfield Chamber of Commerce. Visit their website for event details. SaveUtech in Litchfield, saving your technology today and tomorrow. And EnergyTech, your replacement window and siding dealer in Litchfield.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Partly sunny for today. There's a chance for some rain. Expect a high of around 90. Partly cloudy skies for tonight. There's a 30% chance of rain. We'll have a low of around 70 degrees. 50% chance of rain for Sunday. Expect a high of around 85. Chance of rain continuing on for Sunday night. We'll have the low of around 70. And then heading into Monday, a 40% chance of rain on Monday. Expect the high Monday of around 90 degrees. The low will be of around 70. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 84 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 90 seconds.
Are you spring cleaning? Ever wonder how to tackle the stacks of statements and bills? Sign up for Security National Bank's online and e-statements and view them in your internet banking or download them from our secure site. You can then tackle that stack of bills by using our bill pay, which is free when you sign up for e-statements. Call your local branch to find out more information or sign up today. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you have an injury that needs rehabilitation, you need to consider the therapists at Teamwork Rehab. Teamwork Rehab's Hillsborough location offers the only aquatic therapy in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. Our therapists in this program hold a variety of certifications in specialized aquatic therapy. At Teamwork Rehab, you'll always get one-on-one individualized therapy by a licensed clinician. Give us a call at 532-4160. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:47, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph.
And we're very pleased to have in studio with us this morning Iden Gonaldson and Dave Kane. Iden, of course, the former coach at Blackburn College, who is now out of coaching and will be doing other aspects of soccer, looking at recruiting and so forth. And, of course, Dave Kane, who is probably, as far as I'm concerned, the best sports writer around. And Dave, do you have a favorite – and I – because I get asked this all the time. Do you have a favorite – a particular article or a subject or time in your career that you enjoyed more than other? Or is it just kind of rolls along?
I guess it kind of rolls along. I mean, my gosh, yeah, it's been about 30 years now. I mean, again, you know,
to me, everything kind of blends together and you have to go, okay, now let's start separating.
When you, yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, again, this – looking back, I mean, the story I got to do about Iden was, yeah. You know, I look back at that, and that was really, I mean, it was just a neat opportunity to get to write about somebody that everybody knew about, Mr. Soccer, but, you know, where he came from and what it was like for him the first year, few years in the United States, you know, and that part of it, and, you know, more of the human aspect of things. So, I mean, that a story like that, you know, people ask me, well, what was maybe the most memorable game I ever covered, and I still, and that's, I will say one of them, and mm-hmm. I think you may have been there that
and
night.
It tied for number one, as Tony La Russa used to say.
Okay, yeah. Tied. The regional boys basketball game at Nokomis in 1996.
Shelbyville.
And Nokomis, Shelbyville was ranked first.
I personally wasn't there that night, but yes.
But just the whole, I mean, that was still the old gym.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shelbyville ranked first in the state, still two classes, which is the way it should still be. And
Byers Nokomis, boy just married one of the McGraw girls.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
Jenna,
yeah. But, I mean, just – it was just maybe Nokomis losing the game made it more poignant or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
So I just always remember that.
And I hear people telling how in slow motion you can still see the shot rim out, the last shot that could have tied it, you know.
Yeah. Things like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Dave, you work with so many people at SJR. Who were some of your favorites? All of them, I know.
Well, Gene Seymour. Who's been gone now. Gene passed away a number of years ago. Gene was just, you remember Gene. Gene Seymour covered SSU soccer before I did.
He was so good.
A wonderful writer, and just and kind of a character. He was just an original. Jim Wildrick, who, unfortunately, we lost Jim a number of years ago too, but I always admired Jim. Just, I don't know. He was a very good writer, but he had fun doing it. Jim Rupert, who's our sports editor now, I still think when I got first, I worked there part-time for a long time, and I think when I got hired full-time, I want to say Jim, I still think Jim was the one who maybe called me, I mean, after I talked to the higher-ups, called me and said, "Welcome to the varsity." Something to that effect, and I still remember that. So I'm sure there's. I mean, our good friend Ron Dickerson, who is still working part time at the State Journal Register. I know he covered Sangamon State for a long time too. We have a number of part time people over the years that are just really been fun to work with. So it's
really not work. I tell people it beats working for a living what I do because I look forward to coming to work every day. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talked about earlier where the hours you put in and when everybody goes home, okay, then you have to write your story or you have to pack up your equipment or whatever. So, yeah, it's not all glamorous, but as they say, you get in for free.
So. Well, and one aspect that a lot of people don't think about is the fact that when you're covering it, and as a broadcaster, you're always involved in what's going on play-by-play. And as a person who writes, you're constantly taking notes and putting things down. Sometimes we forget to be fans. you know, and somebody will say something about the play of the game, and I can recall making the call, but I don't recall, you know, I can recall getting excited like I like to get excited, but it's, you know, it's different from being a broadcaster than being just a fan in the stands where you can stand up and whoop and holler and do all that kind of stuff.
Jack, they still talk about Jack Buck's call of the Ozzie Smith home run. Yeah. That, to me, that was for a broadcaster, a classic example where for that few moments he combined being a fan and being a broadcaster. Yeah. Go crazy, folks, go crazy. Because he was expressing what a lot of Cardinal fans, what Cardinal fans were feeling. But, yeah, you know, most of the time you do have to kind of separate yourself. But that Nokomis basketball game, I talked about the Shelbyville game, I remember – you know, I knew what was – boy, you know, number one team in the state maybe was going to go down against Nokomis, who had a kid hurt, as I recall. And, I was trying to write notes in that overtime, and I remember my hand was kind of trembling a little bit because you wanted to write it and make sure it made sense so you could read it afterwards. And so that even certain things, even, you know, your so-called objective reporter, you know, you get a little caught up in. It's hard not to.
I had an opportunity on several occasions to hear Jack Buck speak at meetings and stuff, and Jack always said, you know, I think I'm the luckiest man in the world for what I get to do day in, day out. And he always said that. You know, he thought he was the luckiest guy in the world to be a broadcaster, in other words, and see all the things he had seen. You know, Dave, a little bit of nostalgia. I read an article in the paper about the 1941 All-Star Game. Okay, it's the bottom of the ninth, and National League is ahead 6-4. American League is up. They had Ken Keltner, Joe DiMaggio, and Ted Williams as the three batters. Ken Keltner, of course, was the guy that stopped DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. Keltner gets a hit. DiMaggio hits a double play ball that the National League goofed up. Williams hits a home run, wins the game. Yeah. And now that to me, that's one of my memories. And of course, I'm old enough, unfortunately, to remember that. But
I remember seeing the newsreel of that Williams hitting a home run, and he just about danced off because he was kind of a rail back then, and he kind of danced around the bases. I remember seeing
that. He said afterwards later on in his career that maybe that home run in that game rivaled his 407 batting average. Keep in mind, 41, DiMaggio hits in 56 games, and Ted Williams bats 407. You know, pretty good year.
A friend of ours gave me the game program from that All-Star game. And I thought, boy, 1941, holy cow. Yeah, DiMaggio, Ted Williams, and all that.
Superstar at every position.
That was a heck of a year.
One thing I'll say about Dave Kane, and I'm not a collector of anything, but I do collect some articles that Dave Kane has written over the years about some of the teams I've followed, and those are the very few things that I collect and I keep. So kudos to you, sir.
Well, I mean, kudos to you. I mean, we're throwing bouquets all over the room here,
but again, you're the one that captures the essence of the excitement of the thing. So,
well,
you know.
Well, and I know, you know, in your role and publicly, a lot of people know you as, you know, as a sports broadcaster, but you do so many things here at the radio station. But is getting to broadcast high school games, is that always – do you consider that just a bonus? I mean, when I say a bonus –
That's my job. Everything else I do just so I can do that.
Yeah, that's a perk.
That's a perk.
That's
yeah.
a perk.
That's
yeah.
a, that's the perk.
Yeah,
so. And, Aiden, I just want to let you know that I put the sprinklers out in the gold creases 2 days ago from my soccer field, so they will be in primo condition, buddy, this fall.
That's wonderful.
Reseeded, fertilized, they're being watered as I
Terrific.
Speak.
Terrific. So. Hey, I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but two of my former players coached the Belize national team against the United States in the Gold Cup.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah.
Who were they? Who are they?
Rene Montero was a member of the 93 National Championship team. And Ian Bork was on my team from Kansas in 92. There's an attorney in Springfield, Bruce Stratton, who used to go to Belize all the time. I said, hey, next time you go look for a soccer player.
Yeah.
And he brought one. And wow. Then next thing, there was an article in Sports Illustrated. These two guys are coaching the national team, you know, the highest level. Yeah, so yeah. I turned the TV on, and I see the two stooges. They were roommates, too.
Guys, we're just about out of time. Aiden, when you get back, you got to come and visit us again, please. Okay?
It'll be my
pleasure.
You
know, the door's always open. Mm-hmm. Dave, you're a busy guy, but you know you're always welcome as well.
Well, sure. No.
And it means a lot for having both of you in here in the studio with us today. Because
thank you.
You do a very good job, so keep up the good work.
Well,
so.
And the same's true of all you guys down here, definitely.
Well, we, you know... it beats digging a ditch, that's for darn sure. I mean,
or selling water in Turkey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to all those school board meetings years ago trying to convince the people in Springfield that soccer is
so good though.
Yeah. You did the job.
You know.
You did the job.
America, that's what it's all about.
Hey, don't forget we've got Cardinals baseball tomorrow, 12:20 for you on AM 1540. Co-ed soccer or co-ed softball tournament at Welfare Park in Gillespie going on today and tomorrow. They have food and concessions and a dunk tank. It's the Poppy Memorial Tournament, so get over there if you can. Aiden Gonelson, thank you. Dave Kane, thank you. Danny Baker, Jamie Powers, who were here earlier today, we thank them for being part of Sports Saturday. That is it for this week. Get out and enjoy your sporting weekend. WSMI FM 106.1, the sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader. Football Friday, less than 6 weeks away.